Community Roundup, annual exhibition. Todmorden Art Group hosted its annual open art exhibition in the Town Hall over the weekend of November the 3rd and 4th. Todmorden Primary Schools were invited to take part and prizes were awarded to children from Fernilee School. Yorkshire rose trees were also presented to Cornholme and St Joseph's Schools in recognition of their communal artwork. The prize for the most popular work was won by Edwin Thornber, and the prizes were presented by the Mayor of Todmorden, Councillor Andy Hollis. Astonished by great treatment, a letter from Harry Wilkinson of Todmorden. One hears much about NHS failures, in particular reported inadequate staffing by senior doctors at weekends. As a result, I worried about my wife, who had a fractured hip being taken by ambulance late on a Friday afternoon to Huddersfield Royal Infirmary. I visited on Saturday morning and was astonished to find that she was already in theatre being operated upon. I returned in the afternoon to be told that the operation had been successful and that she had been in recovery and was then being cared for in a ward. Almost 2 weeks later, she was transferred to a rehabilitation centre in Todmorden. I am convinced that nowhere else in the world could she have received quicker, better or more effective treatment and care, and hope that this report brings some balance to other publicised criticisms. Brenda Greenwood and friends recently ran a market stall raising £342 for Age Concern Todmorden. She thanked family, friends and local tradespeople for their help and generosity of prizes for the raffle donations. Age Concern Todmorden have also recently received £100 from Central Methodist Harvest Festival and £100 from Todmorden Country Fair. Sandra Van Empel raised over £2,000 for Todmorden Food Bank after completing the recent York Marathon in miserable wet weather. Another food drop-in volunteer, Reg Chudek, who organises Race You to the Summit Fell Race, donated £300 to the food bank.